Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network. I am your host, J.A., the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Cover That Spread, and I am joined by the Cacacho, who is traveling home from work right now. How's it going today, my friend?
Going all right. I'm on my way to the airport, actually.
Oh, well, that sounds even like more fun.
Yeah.
All
right. Traffic,
well,
so that should make the show interesting.
All right. Well, if you need to scream at anybody, put us on mute, mostly for my sake. Although I'm sure we'll be entertaining if you are screaming at anybody. All right. Well, let's go over the usuals. This show and the website, coverthatspread.com, these are for entertainment purposes only. So any questions that you, the listener, may have regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering should be directed to your state and local legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and be sure to square up with Uncle Sam April 15th. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, just like options, derivatives, hedge funds, and real estate, all these can lead to losses, so you must assess your own risk tolerance before you start. Now, if you guys are listening live and you want to give us a call, the number is 917-932-1779. You can also get in touch with me through email by sending me something at thespread@coverthatspread.com. You can also find us on Twitter, coverthatspread, spelled S-P-R-D, at thespreadradio, at the spread JA, and at the Cacacho, TheCacacho. And you can also find us on Facebook. So we've got big stuff going on in the NBA. Just the one series could get closed out tonight. The Atlanta, Washington, or are they at 2-2 right now? I forget.
Atlanta, Washington is at 2-2.
So they're at 2-2. Golden State and Memphis are going back to the Bay Area. They're tied at 2-2. That game is interesting. I saw the line opened around 10. It has since moved down. It looks like people are buying Memphis down a little bit from where it opened up at. I personally like the Golden State play here. I felt like they finally started to get their shots falling. Memphis game to series even at games apiece. I see that continuing tonight. Do you? What are your thoughts on that spread? Is that too big or is that about right?
I think that's about right. The series has been pretty tight so far, but I think Golden State kind of found their groove in the last game. But this is exactly what we talked about before the playoffs started, with them struggling against teams that have bigger guys inside. So I think it's about right as far as, you know, Golden State finding their groove and getting their guys outside going, but I think it'll still struggle, so about 9.5 points is probably good.
Yeah, it's sitting there at 9.5 right now on that DSI. It does look like it could be on its way back up, though. The juice has split a little favorited, or Golden State has the juice a little bit in their favor at -115. So I wouldn't be surprised if that moves up before the 10:35 Eastern tip-off. 196 is the total. Memphis did a really good job in the first two games keeping Golden State's offense in check. Can they do it for a third straight game in the Warriors' building?
I think Oracle Arena is going to be hopping tonight, but I don't think there's been a single game that's gone over 195, I think, was the highest, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think either team scored triple digits in those first two games.
Yeah, so I like it to stay under. I took the under of 195.5 myself.
So it's ticked up a little bit since you got 195.5. It's now up to 196. So it's not like a big move, but it is a little bit of a move. It's kind of a bold move, too, to considering that, you know, most of these games have been staying pretty low. So if Golden State gets off to a really hot start, this would be a good Ingram line to be playing, seeing where it's at, seeing where you can get some extra money at. And I think that's a really good live betting game. I don't know how much I like the 9.5 and 196, but live betting that one will probably be a way to stay entertained. In the other game out east, we've got Washington and Atlanta, another game 5, 8 o'clock tip-off Eastern time. Washington is plus 7.5, and that looks like they're favored just a little bit with the juice, so that could be moving down to 7 very soon here. The point total is at 200. What's going on with Atlanta? They struggled a lot with Brooklyn. They are now struggling with Washington, and Brooklyn and Washington are two teams that I didn't really think had a whole lot going for them going into the playoffs here. But now here we find Atlanta really having trouble getting anything going and getting consistent play out of their team. Do you know what's going on with them right now?
I do not. I think it's possible that maybe they just found their groove at the right time. And, you know, when things pick up in the playoffs, the teams that you least expect to make some noise start making some noise. So they've kind of struggled against the size of Brooklyn with Brook Lopez, and now they're struggling against guys like Gortat and Ane down low. I think the biggest thing that's helping them out in the series is that John Wall is hurt. So we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, both Teague and Schroeder had good games for Atlanta last game, so we'll see what happens. But I myself took Washington at plus 7.5 earlier.
You got a feeling on the total at 200?
I did not like the total. I kind of stayed away from that.
The totals have seemed to be creeping up in this series. I want to say they were at first couple of games around like 196 or something like that, and then we saw it go up for game 4. We're seeing it going up for game 5. I was a little surprised how low some of these point totals have been. And they always seem to creep up, and then they've been hitting well short. So, yeah, I'm kind of right with you on the point totals right now. I'm not feeling too good one way or the other on them. One thing that concerns me with Atlanta is you can argue that the only reason they're in this series right now is because the best player on the other team is injured. And that's not really a good sign. That doesn't make me feel really good about Atlanta. You know, Wall does a lot. Washington was after a nice start, I think it was about mid-January, where they started to fall apart. And, you know, I know I was really kind of wondering about them because it seemed like they were poised to just take it to the next level and be one of the top two or three seeds. But that didn't happen. They fell down pretty far and just kind of hung in there all year. So I didn't really like what they were doing. But then after seeing the way that they were able to go into Toronto and take care of that series, you know, I started to feel a little better about them. Atlanta, they seemed, after the All-Star break, to really slump. And I understand that they're trying to rest players. They were trying to do their own, you know, play on their own schedule. But it does not seem like it's helped them so far in these playoffs. So I'm not feeling good about Atlanta. Don't like Washington without Wall, but 7.5 points just seems like too much for them to be getting right here. So I'm right with you with taking Washington plus 7.5. I like that play. So that takes care of tonight's NBA action. Tomorrow, we've got Chicago-Cleveland. Bulls, 2-point favorites at home. Can they avoid elimination?
You know, that's actually ticking up from earlier when I checked on BetDSI. They were a 1.5-point favorite, so it looks like a lot of people are betting on them to extend the series. which is kind of interesting because they were given a lot of golden opportunities in the last game, you know, fighting back to be down just 1 point with just less than a minute left. And just really beating out the spread last game. I think it was 5.5 before tip-off, and they ended up losing by 5. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Chicago, but I think they're on their last leg, and I think Cleveland will finish it out tomorrow night.
Powell, the reports I've been seeing is there's no way Powell is missing the game. Do you think that'll have a good enough effect? Is that doing anything for you in the way you're going to look at gambling on that one?
You know, I think it has more of a, I guess you could say, a momentum in the locker room, but I don't think he'll be able to put up too much out on the court. You know, hamstring injuries are pretty tough to come back from. And he equated this one to some injuries that he's had in the past that took him over a month and a half to recover from. So it'll be interesting to see what his output is. I know we missed him a lot last game, especially after Taj was kicked out, ejected from the game. So it should help out a little bit, but I still like Taj and Noah to play most of the time. And Noah's kind of been allergic to offense in this series. And hasn't really done too much on the defensive end either, other than one game, I think, where he had 15 rebounds or so. So I still like Cleveland to close it out.
Yeah, he's been watching Noah in this series has been a little tough. Especially when you're not getting any kind of offense going. I feel like you can get by without playing a whole lot of without contributing a lot offensively as long as you're playing good defense. But it's really hard the other way around if all you're doing is contributing, or if you're not contributing either, you know, it's just really hard to watch and to keep them in a lineup. Do you think Taj will get an extra game, or have they? I didn't see any announcements after the ejection last night. Do you think he's going to be suited up?
You know, I forgot, was it a flagrant 2 that he was assessed last night? I think it may have been, and that's why he was ejected, which I believe is an automatic game suspension. But I haven't checked the headlines today to see if he'll be available for the next game. I know Dellavedova, I believe, was assessed a technical on that play by the NBA. So that'll be interesting. I know, you know, losing Gibson will hurt the Bulls a lot more than, let's say, if Dellavedova would have been assessed a flagrant or anything and been out of the game. That wouldn't have affected Cleveland as much.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now to see if we've got any updates on that. He was ejected with 10:25 left in the game. So it's looking like Dellavedova is being assessed with a $2,000 fine for the technical, and not saying anything about tomorrow's game. But it does sound like it's possibly going to get downgraded. From the sounds of it, it sounds like it could get downgraded because mostly Taj was tangled up with him is what a lot of the reports were saying. They didn't really show a good replay, I thought, but it was a just real unfortunate foul or a penalty at the time that he decided to do that. So we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see on that one tomorrow. Totals is at 192. I think that's low. I want to go over 192, Cleveland-Chicago. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. I think, you know, the Bulls have been at their best where they've really sped up the game. And, you know, Cleveland, if they get out on the open floor, is really good as well. You know, with LeBron and Kyrie, J.R. Smith, Shumpert, even Mozgov is running the floor really well, and Thompson, so I think if a game gets going fast, it's going to favor both teams. So I'd look at both of them to put up a lot of points tomorrow night. I think the only issue is that the Bulls hit those cold streaks quite often. So that's another thing to watch. So, I mean, each game, I believe, they've had a lead except for game two, double digits, and, you know, have either barely squeaked it out or lost the lead completely. So, you know, tomorrow night I think they're going to give it their all, so it's possible that they go way over 192.
You know, the third quarter last night is when I turned the game on, and I just saw, I think maybe the last 5 minutes, last 7 minutes of the third quarter, I didn't see Cleveland miss a shot. I mean, they were just throwing, anything that they were throwing up was going in. Even when they were getting fouled and kind of just tossing something up high off the glass, it was finding its way in. If they're shooting anything like that, I don't see there being a possibility that this game goes under, even if the Bulls do hit some cold streaks, because right now I think Cleveland is just zoned in and they are hitting their shots, and that's really going to help potentially close that series out and get the over going. I love betting with LeBron James when they are favored or when they're underdogs or favored by less than like seven. So this game is pretty much, getting points for LeBron is pretty much an automatic go for me. I also feel like he's much more suited to throw the dagger in as opposed to letting this series get to a game seven where anything can kind of go. And if you have a couple of bad possessions late in the game, you could get eliminated. So I really like Cleveland winning this game, probably jumping out on them plus 111 right now, just not even caring about the points because I think they're going to win it outright. The other game tomorrow night, Houston and the Clippers, another game six. Clippers are going to try to close out at home. They are 8-point favorites. They got blown out the other night. Do they bounce back right here?
I think they also found their groove similar to Golden State. They stopped, you know, slowing it down with that hack of Jordan strategy that Kevin McHale had instituted in the first few games. I think the refs will kind of let things go a little bit more as far as the inside guys are concerned, because I think it was game three that Howard was pretty ineffective because of early foul trouble as well. So I'd like to see Houston win this game outright, but that's a pretty big spread, especially on the road in the Staples Center where the Clippers have been so good during this playoff.
You know, the hacking strategy just doesn't really work when you've got other guys on your team that can play. And so for the Clippers, yeah, you can follow Jordan all day long, but you're going to be susceptible to the other stars on the team, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. You know, you're not going to be able to, you know, just because you're kicking out one guy and sending him to the foul line doesn't mean that the rest of the guys are going to be able to step up or they're going to start getting plays to get the ball away from him. So, you know, I've never thought that strategy worked outside of the early years with Shaq, only because Shaq didn't really have anybody else on his team other than a young Penny Hardaway. So, you know, it's much easier for the team that's getting fouled repeatedly to kind of play out of it and make sure that they, you know, they get other looks, they get better looks and get a little more creative. So, yeah, I'm liking the Clippers. I don't like the line at 8 points, though, because Houston is in a desperation mode here. You know, they are going to be throwing up some three-pointers. You know they're going to be able to hit some shots here. I think 8 points is just a little too much, though. I may take, you know, that might not be a bad way to look at this one. If you parlay the Clippers and Cleveland, and you'd actually get a decent payout on that. Let me do some calculations here. But that way you're getting rid of the points in that game, which might be a pretty good way to think about this one. But in the event that there is some late fouling, you know, that puts that game over, you're still going to get covered there. So if you put down, yeah, you're looking at about plus 150 if you parlay Cleveland and the Clippers.
That's not bad. Chances are as well that people will buy the the spread down as well for Houston, in Houston's favor, so the possibility that that parlay might even grow, especially with how people are buying up the Bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some ways to look at those two games tomorrow. Total is at 220. That's just too high for me to be messing around with. Instincts tell me to go under, but then again, you know, I do think this game is going to be a little closer, so I could see it possibly getting into overtime. If it gets into overtime and it doesn't go over 220, I'd be very, very surprised. So,
There's been a lot of blowouts in this series as well, going back and forth. So, I mean, one team scoring 124, the other team scoring like 99. So, those are pretty high totals. So we'll see. It's possible that a lot of people may buy that one down as well. So if it were to hit like 210, 215, that may be something to look at and jump on the over as well.
Yeah, definitely a lot of offense there. So that takes care of the next two nights in the NBA. Let's take a look. Do you have anything soccer-wise you wanted to talk about tonight?
Yes, I do. So my mighty Corinthians are playing against Guarani at home later this evening. I believe it's a 9:30 Eastern start. They are trailing by 2 goals in the aggregate. Guarani is right now at a plus 1102, I believe, when I checked earlier to advance. Corinthians has been having some issues lately. They've got to put up a lot of points. I think the pressure is on them. So I went ahead and rolled the dice on Guarani, possibly for a 1-0 or 2-1, maybe victory in this one, which would be a very nice payout. The other game going on is São Paulo is playing against Cruzeiro, and São Paulo is leading that one 1-0. They are also on the road as far as the aggregate's concerned. So I like them to win that one, and that was a plus 325. So I took the money line on both of those games.
When you're taking a look at these, how late do you wait to go to bet them? Are you finding a number you like and you're jumping on it, or do you like to try to wait as late as you can?
For these ones, if I see something like, right now, I believe São Paulo was a minus, like, 0.5. Oh, I'm sorry, a plus 0.5, like, you know, as far as the goal differential was concerned for the game with the spread. So I jumped on that one. You know, I think they're playing well right now, regardless of being on the road. I think that, you know, with that 1-0 victory in the first one, they'll try to get out there and win this game. So I jumped on that one right away. Guarani, they were like, you know, plus 1.5 spread on that one. So I just jumped on it because of the fact that the money line was so large. I don't think there's really a way to go wrong with that one.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing we do like here is large money lines. I'll never turn that one down. So anything coming up this weekend, or where are we at with some of these leagues that are finishing up, some of them that are starting up? We've started on the MLS, right?
Yeah, we've started the MLS. I haven't done too much studying on the MLS yet, kind of waiting to see how things play out, especially with some of the guys that are in Europe will be coming over after their seasons have ended. There's one specific game that I'm looking at for the Barclays Premier League this weekend, and that is Leicester playing against Sunderland. They're about a point different in the table right now. Both teams have been really hot. I'm looking at that one for a draw. I haven't seen what the payout is as of yet, but that's what I'm leaning towards right now, and I'll be tweeting that one out probably on Friday to see what the payout will be.
All right, that's nice. So when it comes to MLS, when do you feel like you'd have a good feeling on the season? You know, are we talking,
it'd probably
you want to get in a couple weeks, or
Yeah, it'd probably be a couple weeks. I'd probably say beginning of June is probably when we'll take a good look at that one.
All right, sounds good. We've got a couple games going tonight in there. Or no, just one game. Orlando City versus Washington, D.C. So looks like we've got Orlando City, or I'm sorry, D.C. is favored slightly at plus 108. And 2.5 goal is the spread there. Or I'm sorry, favored by a half goal there. So nice little game going there. Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball real quick. I'll just go over a couple of plays that I've been keeping an eye on. We have 7:15 first pitch, Pirates at Phillies. Pirates have Liriano going. Phillies have Cole Hamels. I do like the Pirates to take care of the Phillies here. I don't think this is going to be an official play just because I haven't felt good betting against Cole Hamels this year. It seems like every time I do, he ends up winning or the Phillies put up some ridiculous offensive numbers. So leaning on the Pirates, but nothing official there. The Reds hosting the Braves. Reds are favored at minus 130. We've got the Dodgers hosting the Marlins. This is a game that I actually like the run line. Dodgers minus 1.5. It's Frias is going for the Dodgers. Jared Cosart is going for the Marlins. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored tonight, and Dodgers are going to score most of them. So Dodgers minus 1.5 plus 140 is a game I really like. We also have the Mets, Cubs. We've got Matt Harvey versus Jason Hamill. That game is pretty much even right now, minus 105 on each side. The Mets have been playing pretty consistently so far this season. The Cubs have seemed like they hit some high ends, they hit some low ends, but liking the Mets in this one. Also, we've got Toronto at Baltimore. Baltimore minus 125 at home. Anibal Sanchez is going for the Blue Jays. Kind of leaning on the Blue Jays here. I think they're the better team. But in the AL East so far, what I've seen is that the home teams tend to win 2 out of 3 right now. It doesn't matter what the matchup is. The home teams are just playing better out there. So going to stay away from that one. Tigers, Twins. Again, Twins have been playing really well, but I don't think I like them on the road. However, I'm going to stay away from this one. Kyle Lobstein is going for the Tigers. They're minus 128. Just not feeling good enough to be betting against the Twins and their little hot streak that they've been on. We also have the Royals and the Rangers. Yordano Ventura is going for the Royals in Texas. I do like the Royals to win that one. They're minus 125. The Giants, Tim Hudson's on the hill. They blew up the Astros last night. They're plus 120. This is a good game to stay away from. Overholtzer is going for the Astros. Not a fan of him, but Tim Hudson, I feel like it just does not have the consistency in the starting pitching that I want to be betting on regularly, so especially on the road. So I'm going to avoid that one. Another reason to stay away from that game, the Astros coming off a terrible loss last night. So, you know, good chance that they at least are in this game tonight. So I just, bad feeling about it, staying away. We've got the Rockies and the Angels, Jordan Lyles and Hector Santiago. I will not be playing on that one. Santiago and the Angels are minus 175. Padres, James Shields in Seattle against Tijuana Walker. Shields and the Padres, plus 119. I love this play, so I'm going to be making that one official. Padres, plus 119. That's going to round it out. That first pitch is at 10:10 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you guys get that one in before you miss out. So that's going to be the MLB. Do you have any other advice or any other sports you want to go over tonight?
No, I'm not too big on NHL right now, so I think that's pretty much it as far as sports are concerned.
Are we going to jump on the Blackhawks if they make it to the Stanley Cup? Are we going to start breaking down some Blackhawk action?
We'll be starting to talk some Blackhawk action if they make it to the Stanley Cup.
All right, well, I'm hoping they get Tampa Bay, so I can go to a game or two down here. That would be ideal. And I can wear my big Blackhawks jersey while I'm there watching a nice sweep in Game 4 by the Blackhawks. So that is what I am hoping for. So any other news, notes, or advice you've got for us tonight, Catracho?
No, sir. That's about it. I'll be following along on those Copa Libertadores games and as well as the NBA. So hopefully we'll get some wins in tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Well, for the Red Light Sports Network and Cover That Spread, he is Catracho. I am J.A. Good luck betting this evening, guys, and may the spread be forever in your favor. Take care. Thank you.